Mindful walking instructions. So what we want to do is make sure there's enough space in front of you to take at least a few steps, probably more if you can. So just start by standing still and paying attention to your posture. So you should be relaxed but standing straight, and you should be looking a few meters in front of you. Try to have your shoulders back with your shoulder blades dropping down your back rather than hunched up around your ears like most of us stressed little bunnies would have. And keep your knees soft. It's much better for your posture if you don't have them locked. So just first of all, try to notice any sensations of tightness or soreness or strain in your body, and just try to let go of anything you feel. It doesn't matter if you can't, because this exercise is going to help you relax and let things go anyway. So then just draw your attention to your feet. What sort of sensations do you notice? Are they hot or cold? Is there pressure more in one part of them than in other parts? Are you noticing any changes as you're standing there in any of these things? You might sort of notice that we don't stand completely still and that your feet are constantly working to keep you upright and in balance. So when you're doing these kind of paying attention things in a mindful way, you don't want to be imagining a picture of your feet. You really just want to be focusing on the sensations. So when you're ready, we're going to take a step. So first of all, just notice what happens with the intention to take a step. You might sort of notice that you're kind of getting ready in all sorts of areas of your body. It's like there's preparation. So mindfulness draws your attention to everything that is. So this is a really important part of it as well. So then we're going to take a step, but try to take it really, really slowly. So notice what it feels like as you shift your weight onto one foot and pick the other one up. Notice the different areas of pressure in your feet. Notice the feelings of maybe the muscles in your hips and your upper legs. And also notice how hard it is to balance if you're doing this really slowly. So just notice all the other muscles in your legs and hips that are working to keep you upright while you're moving, as well as the areas around your lower back, and maybe even the shift of your upper torso forwards as you go to take steps. So maybe you could pay attention to the way your foot feels as it travels through the air and the changing sensation of pressure as you place it on the ground. So some people really like to give labels to what they're doing as another way of occupying your mind. A lot of people have this idea that when we're doing meditation, and mindfulness is kind of a meditation, that we're supposed to have a still mind, but that's virtually impossible. So all we're trying to do is we're just trying to keep our mind thinks like our lungs breathe. So we're just trying to give it something to focus on, because it's all about having your focus in one area. So one of the ways to do that is to give labels to what you're doing. So you might say lifting, moving, placing to yourself as you're walking. So lifting as you lift your foot off the ground, moving as it goes through the air, and placing as you put it down in front of you. If you're doing it at a mindfulness pace, that should be about this pace. Lifting, moving, placing. And the placing would be just as you put your heel down on the ground. If you're more in meditation for maniacs mood, you'd probably say things more like left, right, or maybe even faster. So just walk at a pace and rhythm that's comfortable for you. So the slower you do it, the more relaxing it is. And maybe that's just because there's more to concentrate on, like not falling over. I've been doing this for a while, and there are times where even I get the wobbles doing it. If you're a super speedy person, you may get a little impatient with slow, so just go as fast as feels good. If you chose slow, your attention's going to be more focused on your feet, and if you choose fast, your attention will be on the bigger movements and the whole of your body, or even the rhythmic sound of feet hitting the ground or your breath if you're doing it fast enough to get a bit puffed. So if you are doing it quick, you might even pay attention to the swing of your arms and things like that. And did I mention you can even do this running? If you find your mind wandering, just refocus your attention on what you're doing. focus is a crucial part of reaching your peak, and mindfulness is a fabulous way of learning to control your focus. So this is a win-win walk because you're de-stressing and improving your focus at the same time. So just do it for as long as it takes to calm you down, or if you're really enjoying it, just keep going with it. This is one of those things that you can take with you anywhere. So you can do it in the supermarket, in your yard, on the beach, anywhere that you would normally walk. I just love these take anywhere skills because you'd be amazed at how fast your stress dissipates from just a few minutes of mindful walking. You know, just imagine yourself, you've had a terrible day at work, you have to stop and do the groceries on the way home. Imagine doing the mindful walking as you're going through there, tuning out to the sounds of the screaming children and the beeps from all the cash registers, and just focusing on this wonderful, relaxed way of being. Or if you've had a terrible day at work and you're still at work, just even going for a little walk, maybe down in the car park or outside somewhere, or even down the hallway, just to give yourself a few moments of rest. There is no limit to where you can use this. So I really hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think.